Start the Mishkan game. We'll do the first part quicker. Hadas agozel stolen. Hadas vayavish are dried out. Puzzle is puzzle. Shalashir v'shidar nidachas. If it's a lashir or ir nidachas, puzzle because of ksusim echsa shiura. Niktam roshe. If the top of the hadas is snipped off. Nifritzu olav. If the leaves fell off. Aisha hayu anavav merubais me olav. Or that the anavav, its berries, were merubais, were more me'olav than the leaves. Pasul, then it's pasul. We'll see in the Gemara why. The imiatam, but if you reduce the number and you made it less, so now there's more leaves than berries, kasher, then the hadas is kasher. Ve'im imatam miyamtiv, and you are not allowed to reduce on the yamtiv, as again, as the Gemara says, because it's like tikkun manet, it's like makav patish. You're making something now a usable item. Tana Rabban and Zakti Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Anaf Eitz Avis. It's a branch, which is a tree, which is braided with leaves. And that refers to Sha'anafav Chayfin Es Eitz, that its leaves cover the wood. So it essentially looks like one long set of leaves. Ve'ezehu, and what is that? Havayimer. So that is, let us say that it's the hadas that is referring to the hadas which has this characteristic. Ask the Gemara of the Emazeso, maybe it's referring to the olive branch, which also has the characteristic that the leaves cover the branch. And it says the Gemara, Ba'inon Avois Falaka. The Pasuk says, Anaf Eitz Avois, so that word of Avois tells us that that has to be the characteristic of a chain like feature. For the Gemara, Ve'ema Dolva, and maybe it's a chestnut branch. Which has the characteristic of avos, of a chain, of a braid, though it doesn't have. In other words, we thought at this point that that's the main focus, is that it has the braid aspect. And says the Gemara, but Inon, we need enough of chayfin es eitzay that the leaves cover the twig, veleka, and that is not over there. The ema hirduf, maybe it's the hirduf branch, which apparently has both of these, just like the hadas. So Abaye says, no, it can't be that, because the ways of Hashem are pleasant. The lekan, that is not over here. But Rava Omar, and Rava says, from the following pasuk, ha'emes v'hashalim v'ahavu, trust, truth, and peace are beloved, meaning we want to do things, we want to do mitzvahs with things that bring peace and love, and not poison, right. And Michael said yesterday that I think Brian mentioned this also then, that it's referring to this tree, whatever the hirduf tree is the branch that Moshe Rabbeinu used in Mara to sweeten the waters. Yeah. You want to say something?
Hey, what's that called?
I think they just translate it as hirduf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's both thorny and poisonous.
I guess so.
Or is it machlokes? Or is
it machlokes? I know, it's not a machlokes. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because, no, it's not. Because remember, Rava over here, Abaye said over here, Derecher Dachinayim? And they just said that Rava wasn't over here to say, but he would have said it over here also. And this is not poison. There's the branches of the palm for the lulav. Remember, the Gemara said, what about Kufra?
Yeah.
And Abaye said, oh, Derecher Dachinayim, it's going to be pointy. And Taisa says, Rava wasn't there, and that's why he didn't bring the pasuk of Ha'emes V'Hashalom. Which means, even though it's not a poison, it's still not Ta'emes V'Hashalom because it pokes you. So apparently it has both characteristics. They just had a different way. It sounds like it was just a different choice of.
I thought Rashi was saying it's poisonous because blood is using two different circles. It must be two different things that
it could be. It could be Ta'ez L'Shitas. Ta'ez argues on Rashi a little bit.
Rashi says not Emes.
Well, when you, because you're not, the truth of the justice. It's not truth to kill somebody. You know what I mean? It's not the right thing to do. It's not, truth doesn't demand that you kill somebody. That you poison somebody.
It's interesting though that, but he then says, but this is what Moshe Bina used to sweeten the waters of Mara.
That was the whole point there. That it was so, it was bitter. Right. In other words, that's the part of the mace then. Rashi says over there that it was bitter. The Gemara says.
No, but Tosfos is rejecting that.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's prickly or what's it called? It's right.
But then that next thing that hirdufni is that same thing. It's Eosher Lamar.
because according to Rashi, it's mashma that's hirdufni, and we say that you're able to be yaitze hirdufni by Pesach. So that's how he's arguing. Yeah, I mean, he's saying it can't be poison if you're using it for Pesach. It's not MS for sholem. Okay. So it could be Taisus l'shitas, because Taisus ends up saying that in the second Mahalach also, it's pricky. So it's really just a choice of deciding. Maybe that's why, maybe the Chanan, according to Rashi, there was a different aspect. And that's why he had a different pasuk. And that's why Rashi didn't say over here he didn't have a problem, because there was no other aspect. I don't know what the Nekudas on Machlekes is, but... Okay. Zokti Gemara. It's woven. Am I translating this right? It's woven like a braid. The doima l'shalshalas, and it's similar to a chain. Zehu hadas, that is a hadas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says. Okay, now I have my Gemara here. So anaf eitz avos, eitz sha'anof of choifen es eitzay. It's a tree that the. Thank you for your help yesterday. It's a tree that the leaves cover the branch. Heavy oimez, they're hadas. This is a hadas because it had the character of Tana. It's taught, eight ava is kosher. If it's woven, if it has the braid, it's kosher. V'she'enoi ava is posel. If it doesn't have the braid, it's posel. Heichidami avos. What is the definition and how do I have avos? I'm Rabbi Yehuda said, v'hu dekaimi, and this is when it's situated, t'losa tarfi. Rows of three by three and three tarfi leaves, bikina on one nest, meaning as Rashi learns, are coming out of one spot. Rav Kahana Omar, Rav Kahana says, afilu trei v'chad, even if it's two and one. So again, two are closer to the branch, and then there's one on top of it, right? Even that is going to be okay because I have the avos fulfilled with the bottom two. That's what Rav Yehuda said. I'm sorry, that's what Rav Kahana said. And the Gemara says, "A ma'isa that Rav Acha b'Reid Rava, Rav Acha the son of Rava, Mahader, he would seek after a trevachat to have a hadas that had this type of situation of two and one on top of it. Hoyol sins were once v'nafik mipumin Rav Kahana. Once it left the mouth of Rav Kahana, he wanted to show that the halacha is like Rav Kahana. So even though it was a little bit more of a diavad, but in order to show that the halacha is that it's kosher, he would use that. Amar le mar bar amemar Rav Ashi, mar bar amemar said to Rav Ashi." Or to Rav Acha, rather. Or to... To Rav Ashi. Abba, my father, lihahu, to that, to such a kind of hadas, hadas shayte korile, he would call it a hadas shayte. And therefore it's puzzle according to him.
The two and one.
Yeah. The two and one when it's two and one like this, but if it was two, if it was one next to the hadas, next to the twig, and then two on top of it, over laying on the bottom one, that may not be a problem because this two is already maybe considered obvious. Okay, Dr. Gemara, Tana Barim Ulim Tana Braisa, Noshru Raiv Olav, if most of the leaves fell off, Noshru means they fell off, if most of the leaves fell off, Vinishtai Ruboy, and it was left over on the Hadas, Miut, a minimal amount of leaves, Kosher, it's Kosher, says the Braisa, even though most of the leaves fell off, if some of the leaves stayed, it's Kosher. And the Braisa continues, Uvilvad, so long as Shetehei Avoise Kayemes, that the braid is still intact. Okay? So most of the leaves fell off, but the braid, meaning the Shalshalas aspect, the chain aspect of it, is still intact. Now, this is obviously what's going through your mind in 1 second, that doesn't make any sense. And that's the Gemara's Kasha now. Hagufa Kasha. Frakti Gemara. But that itself, you're astira mine uve, you're contradicting yourself within one sentence. Amrit, you said, Nashru Raiv Olav, if most of the leaves fall off, kosher, it's kosher. V'hadar Tani, and then afterwards you went and taught, Uvilvad so long as, Shetehei Avoise Kayemes, that the braid should still be extant, it should still be intact. Says the Gemara, Kavan de Nitri Luhu Trei, comma, since or once two of them, Natri Luhu, once two of them fell off, Avois Hechi Mishkachazla. How do you have any braid like existence? You have three leaves on each thing. Two of them fall off because that's the Rav. And you have one left. That's not a braid. So, on the one hand, you said in the beginning of the Braisa, you said, if most of them fall off, it still could be kosher. But you still have to have others. But most of three is two. And that's, all that's left is one. So I don't have any braid. So it's not really possible what you're telling me, says the Gemara's Kasha.
You could say that the first part means that robe of some of them, and the other one is like robe of...
I guess we mean robe of the avos. Each row has its own thing. But we'll see. We'll see how the Gemara's answers. Okay, let me just read that again. Hagu v'kasha, it itself in mineo bay is a kasha. Amrit, you said nashu roiv all of them. Most if most of the least fall off kasher, it's kasha. V'hadtani, then you taught uvelvad so long as you have isa kayemes that the braid should be kayem, should be intact. Kivin the natiluhu trei. Once two of them fall off, which is rev of three, avos hechi mishkachas lo. How do I have avos? Answers the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Abaye says mishkachas lo. You will find it be'aso mitzra'o by a hadas either from Mitzrayim. That's what mitzra'o means. Or Rashi says alternatively mitzra'o means from the border, which gets more water. So it's a hadas which is either Mitzrayim dekahadas or a hadas from the border. Dekaimi that they have on it. Shiva b'chad kino, seven leaves on one, from one stem, from one nest, one point, or on one row. Now why? So the Gemara explains, dechinatri arba'a, when four of them fall off, which is roiv of seven, pashaluhu, it's left over for you, tlasa, three. That's what I mean, shetehe, vachetehe, vaysekayemes. So again, the price is telling me that even if most of them fall off, it means most of seven, so four of them fall off. As long as I have the avos, the braid still there, because three of them are still left, it's kosher.
What would be the hadas that would be good?
Maybe because for this particular hadas, if most of it fell off, even though I still have three,
it would be subjective. This particular thing.
That's right. Sense. That's right.
Can you go with two on this one? Or
perhaps. I think that's. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't sure I'm in the Bach.
Okay.
I think the Bach talks about it. Omer Abai. So says Abai. Shma mino, from this braisa we learn, Hai asa mitzra'a, because we said, and we were forced to say, that the hadas that we were referring to in this braisa was the hadas asa mitzra'a. So Omer Abai from Abai says, Shma mino, from here we learn and understand, Hai asa mitzra'a, this, Izzy. Hai asa mitzra'a, this, hadas mitzra kosher lo ishana is kosher for ishana, and you could use it for your hadas in your ishana. Frak the Gemara pshita, that's obvious. Why shouldn't I be able to use it? Answers the Gemara, mahu detema. I would have thought to say hoyel, since ve'isle shem levoi, and that it has a qualifying name. Is there a better? How do we? I forgot we had it on Daf Yudal, on Daf Yud Gimel. A specific, but it's a name that has. It's not just not just a nickname.
A contingent,
maybe identifying something. Okay, whatever the Shem Levi was over there. But the point is, it has a that over there. It has a name that makes it like a unique. It has a unique characteristic. Well, so this is either
name,
one.
Nickname doesn't work here, so they're distinct.
So that's the Gemara's Kasha. A distinct name that makes it different. It's not the classic hadas. So again, pshita is obvious. But the Gemara can say, "Hoyel the isle shem levoi," since it has a distinct name that makes it not a regular hadas. Loy miskasher. It's called an asa mitzra. So it's not a regular asa. It's not a regular hadas. Loy miskasher. It should not be kosher. Kamash melon. That it's still kosher. Frak the Gemara of Eima Achinami. So maybe it should haka be puzzle because it has a shem levoi. Answers the Gemara.
Say it again.
Ve'ema hachinami. Let us say hachinami. Indeed, this is true that it's going to be puzzle because it's called the asa mitzra. Answers the Gemara. Eitz avos amarachmana. The Torah said eitz avos, a tree which has this characteristic. Mikol makim, in any situation, however you will find it. So even though it has seven and it's called the asa mitzra. But at the end of the day, is it eight avos? Is it a fulfillment of that pasuk? Yes, it's a fulfillment of that pasuk, and therefore, it's going to be kosher. So what's your so Simcha is asking? So then, yeah, what was the havamina, right?
Sure.
Right. So that's the discussion.
I was thinking more just
We were talking before about other things that had the qualification of almost within SMA.
Oh, very good. Yeah, cool. So that should be the same thing.
Right.
Look at Thaisis. Tamo. Fractisis. Well, it's three lines and we'll just do it. And
the top?
Yeah, the top
Thaisis. Two Tosos in one night.
This is Mamajasa, right? Okay, we're going to get back in a second. Okay, fine. Tana, we're going to get back. We're going to do it right after. Not on the clock. Tana, we learned in Abraisa. Yavshu raiv olav. If most of the leaves dried out, v'nisha rubai, and it was left on it, on the entire hadas, shloisha bade olin lachin, three groups. That's how Rashi learns it. There's a machlokes Yerushalmi, but three groups of moist leaves. I think we had a back and forth about this. So Yavshu Raiv Olav, most of the leaves dried out. V'nisha Rubai Shloisha Bade Olin Lachin, three groups of three leaves, moist. Kasha, then it's kasha. Amar Rav Chista says that's only true if Uberoish Kol Echad V'Echad. Right. Yeah. In other words, really, I have three hadasim. Most of the leaves dried out, so I have three on all together. I have three groups of three, one on each hadas. So Rav Chista says, "Uveroish kol echad v'echad," that the moist leaves have to be on the top of each one, because if it's in the middle, then it's not. It's a chesaron of hadar. Yeah, it's chesaron of hadar. Yeah.
Couldn't you take rov alav to mean not two out of every three
all together?
Cut the top alav. That's rov alav.
I mean, take all three twigs together.
No, yeah, imagine I'm holding my hadas. Okay, and I cut off 60% of it. But I still have the woven part, just the bottom part.
Oh, the bottom part.
A different qualification.
If it's cut from the top, you'll have right, another problem, because Nick Tamreisha. You mean cut it from the top.
You're saying just imagine the leaves are gone. You still have the stick.
Is that the case? That's the Gemara.
No, that's the Yavshu. He's saying that maybe that's the case over here also. It says Nashu Raiv Olav. Most of the leaves fell off. No, it doesn't. Uvavajat have oitzer kayemes. Shtairu boy miot. Nashu Raiv Olav. I mean, of the whole thing, I can't prove it to you that it's not like that. But
why would that be different? Just kind of.
Well, what would be the difference if it fell off? No, Nechlami. The point is that when it said Nashru, the Mar's Kasha was, it says most of the leaves fell off, as long as you have Ovis, it's still okay. So the Gemara's Kasha was, how do you have that? But he's saying you could have
it. There has to be a Chiddush also in that case.
There is a Chiddush.
I was saying, if you had a case where you had the top four, three or four tefachim that are still there, and everything below that is just bare, that's what we're saying?
Well, less than the top. I had to, it's a three tefach hadas. 1.6 tefachim. I can't prove it. That's, you were asking a little differently. You were asking from all three together. I don't know. Let's see Tysus for a minute. I don't know. I'm not good. Tysus says, and we can turn this off.
It never happened.